Mino Gisaga, Ekmatan Sakina. Good day to all of you, and how are you? I bring you warm greetings from your national office, the Canadian Unitarian Council, and from my homeland, Treaty One Territory, homeland of the Métis, and a wonderful cultural mix that immigrants and refugees from around the world have brought to Manitoba, and specifically Winnipeg. So to the person who came back from Winnipeg, yeah. I wish to take the time to thank all of you for your warm welcome to Beacon and the privilege of sharing a workshop and this service with you. What a delight to be here with you in this time of celebration as you welcome a new minister and consider where your journey may now take you. Agassi, thank you. So this morning, I invite you to sit back, get comfortable, and imagine an enjoyable evening sitting around a fire with a group of Beacon friends. Some familiar, others new, together sharing in warmth and hospitality. As we gaze into that fire, what images of love and care experience that Beacon come to mind? What shared passions have drawn not only your interest, but your actions as well? As you consider your life together, are there some things that you might seek to improve? Or do you dream of exploring some new directions? On that evening around the fire, as we gaze up into a chill night sky and a vast universe beyond, how do we remain open to other ways of knowing, seeing, and being? If we can learn to live well, not only with those gathered around our fire, but into ever-expanding circles of relationship, including the full interdependent web of life, we will grow to places that are beyond even our wildest dreams. So we spent a wonderful day together yesterday, and before I continue with my talk, I really want to acknowledge that Reverend Meg was key input and Janet Pivnik did a special input. So thank you. We had a wonderful day together yesterday, exploring what this time of transition might mean for Beacon and where the future might take you. Reverend Meg did a wonderful job of sharing information about the changes any group or congregation goes through when important elements of your existence have ended and you're moving towards some new beginnings. But in between the time of endings and beginnings, there's a neutral time zone. It's a period in which there are things which people need to process as they leave the past. Not ignore it, but leave the past and before they can enter together into a new future. Reverend Meg at one point yesterday used the image of a garden which had completed one growing cycle. And before the new plants can grow in the spring, there needs to be a time for the soil to rest and be fed with compost to energize that new growing season. New bulbs and seeds are to be planted, but the process can't be rushed. Within one of the exercises she invited us to be a part of, we discovered that people here at Beacon are at different places on that journey of dealing with endings, being in that middle zone with lots of questions, and some people just ready to go in the new direction. So one of our participants shared The beacon has been around a long time and will still be around in the future. Those are great words of hope, based solidly in experience. And while I support that positive perspective strongly, I still invite you to live well in this time of transition. Take the time you need to be ready for new growth. Make the space within your shared reality as beacon that allows some seeds to lie dormant while they deal with some of the past, while other seeds may be a little late blooming come spring, and still others may be well into germination and ready to grow. Not all of you will be the same, and that's all right. But if we try to rush each other, much like seeds which develop too quickly, and believe me, in Winnipeg, if that happens, they freeze. We want to take care in our beacon community to make room for all of us. So, there is also a great wealth of wisdom to discover, not only within your individual stories, but also within your story as beacon. And yesterday offered just a glimpse into some of the richness you've uncovered as you've been willing to look within beacon's story to the past, to your strengths, to your growth areas, and some possible new directions. We created a beacon story timeline together and shared great information, especially for newcomers that were present. But there was also some good reminders to some long-timers because they'd forgotten a few of these things that we shared. And there will be a photo of that timeline shared with you. So there are great strengths to share. Over the years, beacon folk have responded to many needs within the surrounding community and wider world, and those are worth noting and celebrating and learning from. Those within beacon have been galvanized into action many times, reaching out to meet the need of refugees, exploring the poverty game and developing a food bank, welcoming a relationship with a UU partner congregation in Transylvania, creating a safe and welcoming space for liberal religious conversation at the theology pub, to name just a few. What passions will draw you into action in the future? There is also a willingness to acknowledge times of dissent, conflict, the word kerfuffle, more than once. And so it's important for us to acknowledge, and Janet, I thought, did a great job mentioning earlier some of the challenges that we need to own, because we are human. So conflict is a reality. It simply exists. And acknowledging its reality is an essential first step to growing toward greater patterns of healthy living. We need to be able to own our human fallibility and to see these quote-unquote stumbles on our life journey not as failures, but as being human and an indication that we're willing to risk growing. We also explored what congregational culture might mean. And as Janet said, there are some handouts at the back of the room if you want to see them. Reverend Meg invited people to recall times that they had traveled to some new place. And that new place had a totally different culture. And the differences when you visited that new place made it clear that each place has its own culture and ways of being. And then when you come home, sometimes it becomes a little easier to see some of the culture that you live within because you have been somewhere so different. Your culture as a congregation is the water in which you swim and move about. So we did some of this yesterday, but I'm just going to leave you with some of these questions this morning. If you think of Beacon, what are some of the obvious cultural traits of this community? Those characteristic traits that ride high above the water level and are obvious to everyone. There's one that's pretty clear to me. I come to visit you infrequently, but I love it. And I perceive a joy and a welcome here that is really obvious. Now, not everyone may have that experience, but that's been one of my experiences. And then, there's another kind of cultural trait that I invite you to think about. And those are those things that are not so obvious, that maybe you have to be around a few years to learn about Beacon. All those things that, like the iceberg, the majority of the iceberg, which is under the water. So, what are some of all these things, the cultural traits of Beacon, that you would like to keep and celebrate? What are some that you would like to address and talk about? Maybe there needs to be some work done. Maybe there are some potential traits that just have never been developed. So I invite you to think about that. During a time of transition, it is highly valuable to consider and share with each other what Beacon's culture is all about, the obvious and the hidden. And within these traits, those that you cherish and would like to see continued, others which have and continue to cause harm. And perhaps, as I said, there are some assets of Beacon's character that have not yet been developed. And you dream of a day when you could do that. So there's a great wealth of information here for your shared journey ahead. So this morning, I want to invite you to consider just a few more questions. What has drawn you to this place called Beacon, in which we are now gathered? Where have you found places of connection with each other, with your passions, and with the full interdependent web of life? Where have you learned and been stretched? Where have you been supported and encouraged? What keeps you here? What are some of the growing edges, those stumble times of the past, which indicate the possibility of new directions for growth? And have you found here in this place that balance of being welcome to celebrate, recognize, and share your own gifts, as well as encouraged to recognize, accept, and acknowledge the gift and perspective of others? As in our story from the intergenerational time, what milk of wisdom have you been willing to share from your own life, and what sweet discoveries have you made relating with others? One of our greatest strengths as a Unitarian Universalist people lies within our first principle, the worth and dignity of all. There's also another balance to all this preparation. There is a need to respond to the full person and how we as humans operate. As we seek answers for this journey, Unitarian Universalists draw on the wisdom to be found in many traditions. In this instance, I'm going to invite us to consider, as many Indigenous traditions remind us, to address the whole person. Physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, not just that of the mind and rational preparation. We need time to process where where you've come from, mourn some of those losses that change brings, allow that fallow time for our whole person to heal, and then become open to the excitement and new energy that new opportunities and new beginnings create. It takes time for another important element of growth to occur in this neutral zone time. Between endings and new beginnings, whether what has come to mind for you are some of the wonderful aspects of Beacon which hold you here, or perhaps some of the hard times which still linger, there is more to discover beyond naming these elements, as important as that is. You supported Reverend Meg in getting some specialized training in congregational transitions this past August, and she has already begun to lead you into what I'm hinting at. Identifying various strengths and challenges, growth areas, is important, but digging beneath that and understanding how those developed offers great insight to continue growth in areas of strength. Because once you know how this strong trait developed, you might have some ideas about how to build some more. And to learn to identify the steps leading up to those hard times so that earlier intervention can be practiced. And finding new ways to deal with things. There's also another powerful side to this growth process, and one which requires a different kind of balance. There is great and necessary work we can do to prepare ourselves for new growth, but we also need to approach life with an open spirit, ready for the serendipitous moments. What do I mean by serendipitous moments? Well, you know, for all the best laid plans, life can throw curveballs our way. New ideas, experiences, situations may arise for which we could never have prepared. Will we be open and willing to move in directions outside of the plans we may have formulated? This does not mean that we're blown about by every wind, but it invites us to own with humility that we cannot know it all, and be open to the option that all the options that life, new situations, new people with widely different life experience and perspectives may bring us. So there are so many elements to discover and explore for great people, and I'm talking about you, with which to walk together on this journey. As with that iceberg of congregational culture, there's a great deal that you have already done, that's the stuff above water, and there's a lot more to do, that's the stuff below water. I welcome you into that journey ahead to deal with the rest, not as a struggle or an onerous task, but as a journey to share together and live with it. Years ago, I heard a saying, the dash of life between birth and death dates on a tombstone. The play on this image was to highlight that it's not only the significant milestones like being born and dying, or endings and new beginnings that are of importance. It's that dash in between of how we live together that adds all the spice to life. So Beacon, thank you for listening to me. You are a beloved and long-term member of our Canadian UU family. And as your Canadian UU family, we offer our congratulations and support to you on your new shared ministry with Reverend Meg Roberts. And we hope to hear many stories of your discoveries and learnings. wisdom to share with the rest of us. From all of us at the National Office, the following poem is a blessing that we wish to share for your journey ahead. So I'm skipping a bit. In the words of Reverend Ray Brennan, slightly paraphrased by me, building community together takes commitment, energy, tenaciousness, and courage. It's like paddling a big canoe. He suggests that there are just a few simple guidelines that might be useful. You have to show up, grab a paddle, and get into the boat. Virtual paddling or shouting instructions from shore is not helpful. In our community of communities canoe, there is room for passengers. Everyone's presence is needed, and if you are not there, the canoe will be off balance. Now, just because you have a paddle in your hand doesn't mean that you know how to paddle in community. So take the time to learn how to paddle with others effectively. There are lots of different strokes, different talents, and energy levels. They will all come in handy as we float down the river together. True, someone has to steer. We can take turns, but only one direction at a time, please. And even though we may be in separate canoes, and there are diverse readings of the map, there is only one river, and whether we recognize it or not, we are all heading in the same direction. Music, laughter, and singing are always good traveling companions. They help, especially when our muscles and spirits are bone tired. Don't forget to stop along the way and listen to the silence and the water lapping at the boat. Beauty surrounds us. Paddling, both the fun part and the hard work part, takes passionate and steady engagement. Paddling together with friends makes life worth the living, especially when the currents are strong. Best wishes to you, Beacon. Ki tuam kawakumitu. I look forward to seeing you.